Tzvu Yom de Sheretz. Learn it out from a Tzvu Yom of a Sheretz. That's not a Navatuma. So on the right side, Rashi says, Mitzvu Yom de Sheretz, Adam Shenoga Pesheretz. What's going to be if a person touched the Sheretz? So Rishon Latuma. The person is only a Rishon Latuma. And if he went to the mikvah, he's called the Tzvu Yom, and he's also teach Truma. Says so, it's full yom is possible for truma. Avad Rasheni can make a shlishi by truma. So where it says no, malutz full yom de sheretz she came b'mino yavat tuma. We're talking about a person that became tummy from a sheretz. But a person is b'mino tuma, avat tuma. A person could be an avat tuma. So maybe that's why there's a chomedik alocha by a person, but he's a full yom that he can't eat truma. He could pass by truma, but maybe a sheni l'tuma that has nothing to do with an avatuma, maybe a sheni l'tuma cannot make a shlishi l'tuma even by truma. So on this the Gemara says, I'll tell you kli cheres yachiyach. I'll bring you a proof from a kli cheres that a kli cheres cannot become an avatuma, and still we say it makes a shlishi. So Rashi says kli cheres yachiyach shein b'mino yavatuma. There's no avatuma by a kli cheres, an earthly kli. Or metames truma kishen rishon, that if the kli is a rishon l'tuma, then for sure it's metam with the truma. Therefore, the kol shchein shepoisel af ato at the time akikasheni shapul pi shem b'mina yavatuma yisol the time alav the yavatuma talya. We're learning out from a kli cheres. You see, it could be metam with truma, even though it has nothing to do with an avatuma. So you don't need the category, the klal, to be an avatuma, to be metama by truma. So therefore, that's like avachayma now, that is so, a tuma sheni should make a shlishi l'tuma tafachulin. This the Gemara says, no, mal klicheres, ataya klicheres is different. Shekein metama meyaviroi. Everybody knows that klicheres has a special chumra to it. That a klicheres can be metama meyaviroi. That means if the sheretz just goes inside, that if a kli cheres, if the sheretz goes inside the kli cheres, so the locher is, anything inside it is also tamei, even though it doesn't touch the sheretz. That's the loch of avir kli cheres. Anything that's inside the avir, the air of the kli, if the tumah is inside the kli, so anything else inside the kli automatically becomes tamei. So that's the chumra in the kli cheres, shekei metama miaviroi. The Avra could be Matama, so maybe I can't learn out from Kli Cheres. So this the Gemara says, that's Chumra now. I'll tell you, Tzvu Yom Yachiyach. A Tzvu Yom doesn't have such a Chumra. It's not Matama the Yaviroi. And still you see a Tzvu Yom is possible for Truma. So Huadin, a Sheni, should also make a Shlishi Latuma. If you have any type of a Tuma, a piece of bread, any food, that has a Sheni Latuma on it, if it comes in contact with a piece of Truma, it should be Matama it. On this we say now, V'chozer hadin, I learn now one from the other, L'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like that. V'l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, and that is not like this. But hatzara shavashabhen, what's the one common denominator they're all like? Sheh mutarin b'chulin, that these things are mutar for chulin, there's no din. That a tfu yoim, or a sheni, it's mutar for chulin. But a paislin b'truma, I'll tell you, a tfu yoim, pasels for truma. Is kol shchein kikasheni, then for sure the same halacha should apply by kikasheni shepoiso b'chulin, that a kikasheni is posel b'chulin. We know there is a tumah sheni, and therefore the posel b'truma. So for sure, if it touches a piece of truma now, it should at least posel that truma. That's what we say for tumah is lav dafka tumah. I mean, tumah always means that it has the power to be metama something else. Posel means it itself is posel. So we say now, a kikasheni can make a truma puzzle. So that's our kabuchayim. That's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai held. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Mishnah agrees that a kikasheni could make a shlishi puzzle, a koponah for truma. Then the Mishnah says, though, that Yeshua said over that there's going to be the dor acher, there's going to be another generation that's going to hold not like this. They're going to hold that a sheni does not make a shlishi even by truma. So Gemara says, why? What's the pshat from the Zohar Achar? They have a question on this lima, this mehatzad. They'll say like this, Mali atzad ha-shavah sheben, sheken yesh ben tzad choymer. Hatay, each one of these two tzadim, Hatzvul Yoyim, Akhlicheris, they all have something special about them. One has the Avatuma, one has the Tumma Meyaviroi. So since each one of them has something special, therefore you can't learn out of Kavu Chayma a regular Tumah Sheni to make a Shlishi by Truma. So therefore, this Dor Acher, they're going to hold that no, that even though you have a Tumah Sheni, a piece of bread, that's a Tumah Sheni, a share with such a person, made a person into a Rishon Latuma, and the Rishon touches the Eichel, the bread is a Sheni Latuma. Now if this bread comes in contact with Truma, they hold it's Mutta, it's not even possible. The Gemara says now, Reb Yechina ben Zakkai, Tzad Choma le Parach Yozno, that's not a Pircha. I don't care if they both have a Tzad Choma, but that's the Pshat in the Mehat Tzad. Mehat Tzad says, look at each one separately. Look at a Tful Yoyim. Tful Yoyim does not have a Tumma Me'aviroi. So therefore, when you learn out from a Kli Cheres, you can't tell me Kli Cheres is something special because it has Tumas Me'avira from the air, a Tful Yoyim doesn't have it. Aye, Tful Yoyim has the Maila that it's a Nava Tumma. It could be from a Nava Tumma. A Kli Cheres Yochiach. So each one shows us that Chumra that you think means something, no, it doesn't mean anything. So that's the way of Yechon and Metzaka holds you still could make this Kavachayma, this Mehatzad, and the Daracha says, no, you can't make this Mehatzad. So that's the Machlokes. And this thing Gemara says, Tanya, we learned Amar Rav Yosi, Mina yin l'revi ba'kodesh she'apostel. How do I know that by kodshim, not by truma, by kodshim, the meat of a boss of a carbon shlamim, carbon chattis, how do I know that the meat, there is a tumah of psul revi? That means if you have something that's a shlishi l'tumah, if it touches now kochim, the kochim become posel. Posel means that it itself is posel, you can't eat it, but it does not metam another piece of meat. It can't be metam of something else. So how do I know by kochim that there's a psul even for revi? Up until now we just had that by truma has the shlishi. Now we're going a step further by kochim. How do we know kochim as a psul of a revi? Gemara says, really, v'dinu. Really, I'll tell you, it's a svara like this. It's a svara. V'dinu. Ma mechusik kippurim. Just like somebody that was tamei, and then he went to the mikvah. But now he still has to bring a korban. Shemutta v'truma. The lach was after tful yayin after harashemesh. Let's say a yoledis. When it comes to time, she'll go to the mikvah. So when it comes that night, she's mutta t'truma. Still possible by kodesh. But he kodshim calls the man, the person is the mechusa kapara. He has to bring the korban for the tumah that was yetsa megufai. That's called the mechusa kapara, like a yoledis or a mitzayr or a zav. The locher is, it's possible by kodesh. He's not allowed to eat a kodshim. If so, shlishi. If you have a tumah shlishi, she'a possible by truma. We know now if truma becomes a shlishi, it's possible. You're not allowed to eat it. If so, einoy dinu she'yasa revi by kodesh. Isn't it for sure then that the shlishi that's possible for truma, isn't it for sure that comes in contact with kodshim, it should make the kodshim possible? Because ma'adach tful yoyim is mutiti after harashemesh is mutiti mechusik apurim is mutiti truma. He's also ti kodshim. If so, a shlishi that's possible by truma, for sure when it comes in contact with hegdish now with kodesh, it should make it into revi. Should be a psul of a revi. Olamadnu, we learn out from here right now. Olamadnu shlishi la kodesh min atayra. Hatayu, there's a postik amid iraisa. Hatayu, you're not like there's a shlishi la tumah for kochim. Or revi mikal v'chayma. And that we say if a shlishi touches a revi, if it comes tamei, that I know from a kal v'chayma. How do I know these things? Shlishi la kodesh min atayra. Where's the postik to tell me that by kavonis there is a tumah shlishi midiraisa? Minolon, the still the pasuk says, v'habos arashi yiga b'chol tamei lo yechol. Any boss of kochim that touched any dava tamei says you can't eat it. Now a dava tamei means even the least tumah there is midiraisa. Now we know for sure there is a sheni by chulin at least. Like there, for sure there's a sheni l'tumah. So this pasuk is saying now when this boss of kochim comes in contact with any type of a tumah, it's also possible. So from here we know that there's a shlishi by kochim. I think Gemara says, Mi lo yaskinan, isn't this pasuk talking about? Did no gabi sheni, But the Pasuk says, Asheyiga b'chol tomei, any type of a tumah. And that we know for sure, midiraisa, for sure there's an av tumah. When it touches something, it becomes a rishon tumah. And when a rishon touches something else, it becomes a sheni tumah. That's for sure there is. The question is if there's anything more. So here the Pasuk is saying clearly by kachim, v'habosa rashiyiga b'chol tomei. Mashma, this bosa touched anything that's tumah midiraisa. And there is a tumah sheni. So it comes out now, tumah sheni makes a shlishi for kachim. And the Yomar Rachmon of the Torah says, Lo Yechel, you're not allowed to eat it. So here I know midiraisa is such a psul as a shlishi. A shlishi is possible by kachim. Now, revi mikal v'chayma. How do I know not to say kal v'chayma that the shlishi is not only possible by kachim, but it's really metama. It has a koyach to make a revi. It could pass a revi. When it touches something else, it passes that also for kachim. How do we wet the kal v'chayma? So he says it's a kal v'chayma. Kidi Amorin, like we said. That Madach HaShlishi is possible by Truma, and a Mechusik Yipurim is Ladi Truma. And still a Mechusik Yipurim is also Tid Kochim, so for sure a Shlishi can make a Revi for Kochim. Yeah. Now, Omer Rabbi Yechon Yechon said, Tam Beribi En Yedaya. I don't understand the reasoning. Rashi says, Taimoisha Rab Yosi. The reasoning of Rab Yosi, Shulchacham the Godol Ador, he was a Godol Ador. Any Yodaya, I don't understand that Rabbi Yochanan said. Mao Shalom Revi by Kodesh. How does he learn out that it's a Revi by Kochim? Shreve Kalvachayma Zut Shivasa Mitzivai. You want to make a Kalvachayma, I have a Pircha, I can slug up this Kalvachayma. How? Mahu. Sharei Shuvasa Mitzidai, I have a tzan, I have a pircha on your kavachayma. I'll tell you like this. Oichol abo machmas tfu yoim yoichiach. Food that comes from a tumah of a tfu yoim tells us not like your kavachayma. Allah Rish, you're possible with truma. If you're a tfu yoim after you went to the mikvah, you're still possible to eat truma, you can't eat truma. But still, v'yein yoyser revi b'kodesh. It does not make a tumah of an oichol from a tfu yoim. Does not make revi b'kodesh. Like Rashi says, Oichal habo machmas tfuyoin. That means, sheno gabit tfuyoin. Any food that touched the tfuyoin. Vul shal kodesh. This piece of meat was a piece of meat of kachim. Oichal truma is yachiach. Because Allah can reach a possible truma min atayru capricious liyel. To the kelim namik siv erashemish. Yeah. It doesn't make revi b'kodesh rabbon in the polygla d'abashov yomru tfu yoyim posel b'kodesh v'enim etamal elislas mishiyachs of yigaboy. It doesn't make revi by kochim. So if so, I have a pirch on your kavachayma. So what? That oichol abo machmas tfu yoyim yachiyach she posel b'trumo but v'en yoyis revi b'kodesh. The Tanya would not like this. Abishol said tfu yoyim, a person that the tfu yoyim means he was tummy, touched the sheris that day, and then he went to the mikvah. Is tchilo l'kodesh. He's taka the tumas tchilo for kachim. Rashi says, ma'al osa b'kodesh. They made a special ma'al with Rabbonin, nageyat hi kachim. Liyas tfu yoyim etzle kirishin l'tuma. That a person that the tfu yoyim, even though he went to the mikvah, after he comes up until the night time, he still has a rishin l'tuma on him. He's like a rishin l'tuma. And therefore, v'yais, v'yitama sheni, and you can make a thing tamei v'kodesh zeh mizeh. Shorech v'shnegei b'tfu yoyim nasa sheni. V'yoyseh es chaver v'shlishi. V'shneim kruyim tameim shemekakles achirim. V'shlishi v'poistas v'viyo. So the kids, so what he says like this. Abishol oimer. Tfu yoyim tchilo l'kodesh. There's a special ma'ilah for a person that's a tfu yoyim. He has a shen like he's a rishin l'tuma negei t'kodeshim. L'tamei shneim. That if he touches something, it makes it into a sheni. V'liv salachar.
And then it gets a step further to make it possible, which by Kodesh that means it makes a Revi that becomes possible.
Abishol says, on this Rabbi Meir Oimer, Metame Echad, it makes the Rishna Tuma, or Poisel Echad, it makes something, next one possible, it makes it. Trashia Reyu Kishar Shein, is like any other Sheini, Shea Poisel is a Truma, that when a Sheini touches Truma, it makes the Truma possible. Vayta v'chom moimrim, the chom say don't know, kishem she'apoysel oichle truma, or mashke truma, the same way when a sheni comes in contact with truma,
or with the mashka, the drinks of truma, it makes it possible, like a shlisha makes it possible. Kach poisel oichle kodesh, or mashke kodesh. The same way the foods of kochim could also. Rashi's vein on the gay, but tfu yoim poisel as a kodesh, and who adds my poisel. It itself becomes tummy. That's what we're saying. This is what the Chacham say. Kach poisel oichle kodesh, or mashke kodesh. Yeah. And this Gemara says, maske v'lo rapop, rapop yas akasha. Mimai de Reb Yoisi. Kirabonin svirulei. Who told you Reb Yoisi holds? Like the Rabbonon, Dilma Kabishol Svirulei. Maybe Rabbi Yossi holds like Kabishol. The Yama that he says, Letame Shnayim. It goes to be Metama, both the Sheni and the Shlishi. For Lissalech, and it goes further to make a Revi, to make a Postle like for Kochim. So Gemara says, Isakadat, the Kabishol Svirulei, if you want to say holds like Kabishol, Lais le Revi, Bakadish Miyecho, Shabo Machmas Tfuyayim. Tfuyayim. From the case of Anecho, that comes Machmas Tfuyayim. I'll tell you like this. The Tfuyayim Gufa Muta Bechulin, or Tfuyayim himself. When he went to the mikveh, at night, after he went to the mikveh, he's Muta Bechulin. He's not Metamer anything anymore. Still, Amar to Isa Revi by Kiddush, he's telling me now that a Shlishi makes Revi by Kochim. If so, Eichel, regular food, Eichel Shlishi, the food that's the Tame Shlishi on it, Habo